uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Good morning, it's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram. It is at Joe and Alex Show. You can also call into the show anytime. The number, it's got our name in it, 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. And everything that is on the show that you might have missed is at joeandalexshow.com. Well, we got another member of the show missing today. It's not Liv the Web Girl. She's here.
I'm here.
How are you?
I'm very good. I'm a little cold because this polar vortex is still hitting us. I thought it was supposed to get better this weekend, but apparently not. But I realized I did something really kind of not smart. So it's my boyfriend, Joel Daddy's birthday on Saturday.
Okay.
And I wanted to celebrate it and make like a big deal about it because this is the first time we're celebrating a birthday together. And so on Monday, I started bringing home like a different surprise for him every day, or like doing something for him to kind of like just surprise him. Like, oh, it's your birthday week. And now I've like completely, totally run out of ideas and I'm like so broke.
What have you gotten him?
So one day I just surprised him with 2 cheesy fiesta potatoes because that's like his favorite thing in the entire world.
God, you really
love
this guy.
From Taco Bell. So I surprised him with that. Then the next day I surprised him with strawberry ice cream. And then the next day I surprised him with a bottle of wine and some like face masks because he likes face masks, but he'll never buy them for himself. So I got him that. And then yesterday I did all of their dishes, like his house that he lives in. He lives with 3 other dudes and all of these guys eat like I've never seen before. Like they are all at least like 190 pounds and up. Like they're huge dudes. And I did all
wait,
of their
wait,
dishes.
Okay. Wait,
I'm like 400
wait.
Pounds, so thanks for fat shaming.
190 pounds is huge?
No, but they're all pure muscle.
Oh,
they are all pure
beef.
Muscle.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, sorry, dang. Boys.
So good.
So they eat a ton. So I wash all of their dishes. Like, I clean their kitchen and stuff like that. And I'm like, I have no idea what I'm going to do today. So I got to figure that
you
out.
You come
so.
Over and clean my place up. It looks
nope,
like crap.
Nope, not going to do that. Pork chop, what about you?
Yesterday was, like, the worst day of my life. If you
who
remember...
Died?
That sounds so dramatic.
Yeah, who died?
No, nobody died.
Because that would
died.
Be, like, the worst day of the life if somebody died.
Okay, good point. But I don't know if you remember at the end of the show yesterday, I mentioned that my boyfriend's battery died on his car. So it became a whole deal. He had to go to work, so he got an Uber. And then I went home, and I have AAA. But my AAA roadside assistance expired at midnight, like a couple hours ago. So I was like,
no
I have
way.
To get this done today. And now here in Indianapolis, it's like freezing, like been negative 10 degrees and snowing. So the roadside assistance, they're like, it's taking longer than normal. They said it'd take about 4 hours. Yeah, well, it took 7. So I was home, bored, on my couch yesterday from 2 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Was that really worth the cost of saving just to go buy a battery?
Most definitely. Of course,
I feel like it would be like wasting a whole day. I don't think it'd be worth that cost.
Trust me, Joe. I did not want to waste my day. I had plans to do my taxes. I had planned to go to an
event. Why can't you do your taxes at your house?
I don't have internet yet, Liv, unless you want to pay for it, so...
You don't have internet?
I just moved into my house a month ago.
That's the first...
That's insane.
No. I get internet within the first couple of days.
Okay,
or I don't live there.
Someone wants to pay... Rent is due today, and I don't even have rent, the whole rent. So unless someone wants to help me out, then maybe I'll get internet.
We're going to see him on the website being a sugar daddy or
something.
We need
to get
baby.
Him like a GoFundMe going or
something.
I know.
How much do you need to raise?
I get DMs all the time about people wanting me to be their sugar baby. I'll just forward them to you.
Nobody does that for me.
What about foot stuff? Maybe because Liv always
has... Oh my gosh, I always get DMs about foot stuff too. I'll send them
down. No. Anything for money.
Try this. They haven't seen Liv's feet. Maybe you can use your feet and Liv can say they're hers.
Yeah, they're all hairy though.
I don't know, Liv.
I think they stalk my Instagram and then look at my feet feet, and then that's how they decide they're interested, because they're always like, you have some pretty nice feet. Want to send me some pictures for some cash? So
weird.
I don't know. If I was you, I would take advantage of that. I'm just throwing that out there.
I need like $400 to fall out of this guy, and I'll be good.
Dude.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
That gives me so much anxiety.
Yeah, me too. We're worried about you. Yeah. Like, there's something going on here.
No, there's really not.
All right. Well, no, I'm good. Yeah, as you mentioned, obviously in Houston, it's not that bad. But in Indianapolis, it's warmer. We're not in the negatives. We're actually positive. But we were supposed to get a couple inches of snow last night. And I don't know. We got at least 5 to 6, I'd say.
I'd say 7.
I think like 4.
No, it's 7.
We have to actually check the official count, but it was pretty crazy. Alex called me this morning.
I was going
to
say, are we going to talk about it?
No, because it just gets me pissed off. Alex called like an hour and 15 ago. It's like, hey, I'm stuck sideways on the road. I'm like, okay, be careful. But I don't know. She just kept on saying, like, don't worry about me. I'm like, no, if we got to come in, you got to come in. So then she didn't want to take an Uber because I guess the Uber or Lyft was like $100. I'm like, you got to do what you got to do to get to work. Expense that or something. But so it's us three amigos doing the show today.
I'm sure she makes enough to afford that.
Oh, I did.
I'm just going to guess that.
I assume so. I mean, Liv the Web Girl made it here. Anybody can make it here. So
so true.
No, I mean, yeah,
no,
so.
But safety is important. So, right?
Yeah. Like, I could have picked her up. You could have picked her up. I mean, we all made it. I don't know. I see everybody else driving. She could still actually come in right now. The roads are getting cleared up.
Honestly, the roads weren't as vacant as I thought they would be.
Yeah, a lot of people out there. So, all right, we got a lot going on this morning. Coming up next, Liv the Web Girl will tell us what's coming up in the garbage. Don't go anywhere. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Chris Pratt was shown a video of fiance Katherine Schwarzenegger professing her love for him 2 years ago.
Chris Pratt, Chris Hemsworth, or Chris Evans? Chris Evans.
Actually, Chris Pratt. Chris Pratt's been looking good lately, so you never know.
And here's his reaction once he saw the video.
Did you know about that?
When she said Chris Evans, I my heart sank, and then she rescued it. You guys just made that. You just made that.
No, I swear. This is from 2 years ago.
That is crazy.
Talk about foreshadowing.
Wow. That's so sweet. I literally have never seen that before. Awesome. So thank you for showing me that. I'm really moved.
Chris Pratt is easily the hottest guy out of all of those Chris's. Don't you think, Joe?
Honestly, yeah. I was going to go. He's definitely my number one. One of you has got the dad bod or he's all ripped up.
Yeah, either way. He's
daddy likey. Yep.
Julian Edelman was so impressed with the way a 7th grade girl handled being bullied by her classmates that he gave her 2 tickets to the Super Bowl.
Dun, 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 dun.
Deja Ronde is a 13-year-old who plays quarterback for her New Hampshire school's football team. And she even wears number 11 because Edelman is her favorite quarterback and he wears number 11. And some of her classmates had an issue with the girl being their quarterback and she was bullied over it. The Patriots and their super hot receiver, Julian Edelman, invited her to the team's facility last week for a tour, a meet and greet, and gave her 2 tickets to the Super Bowl on Sunday with the Pats versus the Rams. And Edelman said, "My respect level for you is just through the roof because you just ignored all the noise and you played the game we all love, and that's football."
Poor kid liking the wrong team.
No, a girl dominating again. I love this, even though I hate the Pats. And Julian Edelman's really hot, so I like him too.
I guess.
The Chicago Police Department said Empire actor Jussie Smollett and his music manager are not handing over phone records of a conversation that occurred Tuesday morning during an alleged attack. Smollett claimed 2 men beat him up, tied a noose around his neck, said racial and homophobic slurs, and threw an unknown chemical substance on him. Brandon Z. Moore, Smollett's music manager, said he heard some of the attack while on the phone with Smollett, according to Variety. A police spokesman said Thursday the victim and his manager reported that they were talking on their cell phones to each other, but CPD has been unable to independently verify this because they refused to turn over the cell phones. That seems kind of fishy to me, like they were talking about some conspiracies or something.
Well, I mean, I guess they want to turn over, but it's like, well, why do I have to give you my phone? I mean, I get they want to try to match things up right there,
right.
But that doesn't mean something did not happen.
Right, no, for sure. Corey Feldman is speaking out about the controversial new Michael Jackson documentary, Leaving Neverland, saying that that's not the guy he knew. Feldman also said, "I was friends with Michael. I don't know anybody from our group of friends that ever saw him that way. It feels like a big stab in the back," he added. "It could be true. I don't know. I wasn't there. From my own experience, that's not the guy I knew." And then coming up next in the garbage, Ariana Grande speaks out about her big tattoo mistake.
Oh man, good morning. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Let's get into Joe's Need to Know News. All right, we've been telling you about the polar vortex going through a lot of the country. It's kind of clearing out, but it's still cold as hell in good parts of the Midwest. And this is positive news. We've had a bunch of negative news. How about this? Starting out in Chicago, someone rented enough hotel rooms to give 70 homeless people a place to stay and get them out of the cold. This happened on Wednesday. They were staying in tents, and the Salvation Army was trying to find some place for them to be warm. Then an anonymous person stepped up and wrote a very big check to put them up for a night.
That is so cute and precious.
How much was it?
Well, I don't know, but...
Well, I just Googled if the room... Or not Google calculator. If the room's like $200 each, then that's $14,000.
Wow. That's insane.
That is, but that's an awesome thing somebody did. I think this is where you're from, Porkchop. A pharmacy in Central Michigan knew people needed their prescriptions, but didn't want them going outside in the cold, especially the old folks. So the pharmacist jumped on a snowmobile and made deliveries.
No way.
Hey, I got your prune juice. Here you go. Thank you. I'm regular now. All week, Lyft has been offering free rides to warming centers and cities all across the Midwest, including Cleveland, Chicago, Minneapolis, Milwaukee, and Detroit. So that's kind of a cool thing right there. Another reason that I don't have Porkchop driving around because he drives for Uber. So
hey, I do both.
Oh, there you go. You go both ways. And
not the only thing.
Hey, and an 82-year-old grandma in Muskegon, Michigan is going. I can't even say where I'm from. Muskegon, Michigan is going viral after she braved the sub-zero temperatures and shoveled her driveway. Then she went next door and shoveled the neighbors.
Wow. I wish I had neighbors like that.
I'm just afraid the old lady is going to die. I'm like, no. You go inside before you shovel my driveway and keel over. And wrapping up need to know news. Of course, Super Bowl 53 is this weekend between the Patriots and the Rams in Atlanta. Pizza Hut is offering up free pizza for a year to parents who have the first baby born after the Super Bowl kickoff.
Jeez, I want Pizza Hut for a year. Now your wife is going to agree to get pregnant.
You think she will? She does love, you know what she really likes is the breadsticks from Pizza Hut. Maybe they'll do this next year.
Yeah, and then.
So like 3 months from now, we'll try to have a baby.
It'll be motivation.
That'd be a great idea. All right, speaking of Super Bowl stuff, let's check in with our old intern, Mark. He's got his own sports podcast, Talking Up Sports. You can check that out online. Who is going to win the big game? You've got the Rams in L.A., and you've got the Patriots, Alex's favorite team, in New England.
I honestly think this is going to be one of the best Super Bowls we've ever seen. But look, the matchup between Tom Brady, Jared Goff, is going to come down to the quarterbacks. And I believe Brady, 9 Super Bowl appearance, 5-3, compared to Jared Goff, first Super Bowl appearance. But I think it's going to come down to which quarterback can not make turnovers. I'm going to have to go with Tom Brady, and I believe it's going to be 23-20. Patriots pull it off with this game.
Dang, you even have a score, like an exact score prediction?
You can't go against Tom Brady, you know, in New England Patriots.
Mark, I'm going to be a hater on this because I hate the Patriots, so I hate your prediction.
Oh, man. And the thing is, I'm not the biggest Brady fan, but I'm just calling it by the looks, and I believe the Patriots are going to pull it off.
Alex absolutely loves this right there. Hey, Mark. Mark, you can check his podcast out. It's a sports podcast if you're into that. Talking Up Sports. Thanks, man, for the prediction.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
You have a good one, buddy. Be safe out there. Hey, you know, in honor of the woman who drank wine from a Pringles can, remember we were all talking about she's living her best life? Mm-hmm. Well, of course, somebody's got to capitalize off that. Now on Etsy, you can go there. There's an artist that is creating Pringles wine tumblers, and you can buy them for only $30.
What?
I say that sarcastically. What a ripoff. 30 bucks?
No, Tumblers are normally really expensive. That's like the normal price of a tumbler. If you look up like a 24-ounce tumbler, I guarantee you it's like $28.
What do you think of that? There's a photo of it. You guys can see it real quick.
That's actually so funny.
It
if
looks
I
just
was
like it.
Still in college, I 1,000% would buy
that.
Oh,
you want one right now, too.
No, and honestly, I wish I would have brought a Pringles can full of wine today.
You can, no, I'm just, you know, guys, once I pop, I can't stop. What do you want me to do? All right, that's Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Love for you to be part of this conversation, which I want to say it from the very beginning. Hey, we need to all be friends when it's over, okay? You can't get all butthurt about stuff.
If
we have to be friends.
If anyone were to get butthurt, you would be the one. So as
I doubt
long
that.
As you know,
I doubt that, Live the Web Girl. No way. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Also, you can tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. What is it? It's almost borderline annoying, whether it's somebody on the Joe and Alex Show or somebody in your life, you're like, oh, God, here they go again. They're going to talk about this. Maybe it's their claim to fame. Maybe whatever it is, they just go on and on and on. Do you guys want to kick it off or do you want me to go first?
You go first.
Okay, Live the Web Girl. Guess what? We get it. It's cold. We get it's cold. Stop telling us how cold it is every day.
Honestly, I don't just do this here. I also do it everywhere else, and I hate myself for it. It's like, it's a reflex. I like can't help, but if I have goosebumps, it's like my mouth involuntarily comes out with the words, it's cold.
What I think you're going to say, you're always going to be like, I don't know. Like, I just feel like whatever I say or ask you, you're just going to be like, I don't know.
But, like, normally I always know, so.
Then why do you say you don't know?
Doing it on purpose to get out of it.
Hey, I always did that as a kid.
Hey, turn down your radio and we'll come to you. Good morning, Joan Alex Show. Who is this?
Hi, this is Courtney, and I'm from Dayton, Texas.
What up? What do you want to say, Courtney?
Hey, y'all talked about a question about that one person that would always talk about something.
Yes.
Yes.
I have a friend, and his name is Will. He's in Austin, and he always talks about superheroes. You should give him two superheroes. And
How old is he?
I'm sorry?
How old is he?
He is 27.
Is he a virgin? No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Jeez.
This is a joke.
Oh, my God. You're so mean.
If you give him two superheroes, he'll tell you their status and all that stuff and who would win in a fight, basically.
All right. Did he ever talk about Batman and Superman? I feel like that's a common matchup.
All the time.
Who would win?
All the time. He thinks Batman would win.
Really? That's interesting. Okay. Hey, thank you. Go ahead.
Batman has all apparently it has all the serums to make sure that no one goes evil. So with that, he thinks that Batman would win everything.
Dang, that's some deep thinking right there. Hey, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, he really took superheroes to the next level. I've never thought about that deeply.
All right, with Porkchop, the thing that I always hear about you is I always have to hear every week or so about how you won Sixth Sense on that trivia game. What is it called? HQ Trivia. You're like, hey, guess what? I won last night.
Yeah, I won 17 cents last night.
Wow, what are you going to do with all that money?
I don't know. I can't cash it out until you reach 20 bucks anyway.
That's insane. That's how they get you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you'll never do that.
They can just earn money off of the money that's in your account.
Well, you know what's bigger than that?
What?
The bragging rights.
You brag about it too much. HQ Trivia is like a little past. You know,
yeah, that's
it's
a little
not
old.
Really
Watch.
Relevant
you gotta
anymore.
Let it go. You gotta let it go.
When I win the big jackpot and you guys are like, hey, pork chop, fill up my tank, buy me some lunch.
Didn't you just win and you won 17 cents?
Yeah, that's the big jackpot.
I'm saying there's going to be a big jackpot.
Where's that truck at that you won?
I don't care. I'm going to win and you're not getting a penny.
833-JOE-ALEX. It could be somebody on the show. You're like, oh, God, they always talk about this. Not again. Go ahead. Live the web, girl.
Trina on Twitter says, Joe, you in the gay jokes.
I don't do gay jokes.
But I'm gay. I don't like vaginas.
I'm going to kind of have to agree with Trina. And then Rachel says, my BF always goes on for hours about conspiracy theories. Literally, it's nonstop.
Oh, that's all the show is. Honestly, Alex is off today. That's her. You know what? That's one of Alex's. She's obsessed. Everything's a government conspiracy.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, though, I kind of like conspiracy theories. I'm, like, into them.
Now, what about Porkchop? He's grabbing some calls right now from people. But, what would you say is Porkchop's? I kind of gave mine.
Porkchop does not shut up about Ubering.
Yeah.
And also, he doesn't shut up about how nice he is. Like, he's always telling people how nice he is.
I always talk about how much of a jerk I am, and I apologize. I'm like, I want to be nice.
And I love Porkchop, and he is one of the nicest human beings I've ever met. But, like, within the first 5 minutes you meet him, he'll probably drop that he's, like, really nice at least twice.
Now, what's more annoying, how nice he is, or, like, he says he is, or is it he's constantly talking about his Uber rating?
Probably his Uber rating, because we're like, bro, we get it. You Uber.
He's like, I have a 4.9 repeating. Oh, Porkchop. I'm glad you're back here. We were talking about your Uber rating.
Oh, yeah, it's really good. I have a 4.96, and I was trying to do some math yesterday. I think I'm really close to a 4.97.
Oh, my gosh.
Does that get you, like, bonus Uber points?
Now it does. Before, it didn't get you anything, but now I think they reward, like, good well-rated drivers.
Okay, Porkchop, your turn here. With me, it could be Alex, even though she's out today, or Liv. What do we do? Like, that one thing, you're like, oh, gosh.
Well, I already said Liv. I feel like whenever I look at her, she's just clueless.
Okay, that's pretty accurate, actually.
So I feel like no matter what I say or what I ask, the answer is always going to be, I don't know.
If, like, you're asking about, like, what you should label something in the computer as far as audio goes, I can answer that. Anything else, yeah, I'm pretty much don't know.
Yeah.
And what about me?
Joe, maybe the same thing.
Gay jokes? I definitely think Joe is gay jokes or like boob jokes
but
or something.
I give him permission. You can only to me.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting. I think
I'm not offended at them.
Oh,
I'm
no.
Just saying.
Well, I'm not worried if people are going to get butthurt about stuff. If there was a problem, they'd fire me. I mean, but no, you seem to be a good sport and, you know, go along with it. You can make straight jokes. I don't mind.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
But I mean, I guess, I don't know. I'm bi, though.
Oh.
So he isn't even gay. Learn your terminology,
please. These jokes aren't even working anymore. Okay. All right, what about Alex? She's not here today, but we should wrap up with her because she can't defend herself.
Alex talk about too much? Probably politics and I don't know. That's all I can think of. Politics.
I feel like I hate talking about her when she's not here to defend herself, but I feel like a lot of the times when I talk to her, it takes her a minute to get her attention. Like we set up this new thing where I have to tap the table to get her attention.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I could say anything to her and I feel like she doesn't even hear
she
it.
She kind of has what Liv does. And I don't think I thought at first I used to think they did it on purpose, but now it's just like I realize that's just who they are because I'll say something and all of a sudden, huh? I'm like, I just told you a novel and you didn't listen to any of that.
No.
It's like point by point by point directions.
I'm not a good multitasker, but I want to know, what do you guys think I talk about too much?
You talk about, I don't think you talk too much about stuff. It's just I think it's annoying every day when you say it's too cold.
Woo, woo, I mean, you talk a lot about feminism, that gets old after a while.
Woo. But
feminism never gets old, okay? Mm. Of course, a man would say that.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Christina Aguilera teased that she might surprise everyone with a Super Bowl performance on Watch What Happens Live with Andy.
Any talks of you joining Maroon 5 for the Super Bowl to do a little moves like Jagger?
Plead the fifth.
Okay. All right.
What's plead the fifth mean?
Means she's not going to talk about it. So clearly there might be something going on there. Because if she wasn't, she would just say no, right?
I guess.
Oh, hello. Yeah, I think you're right. I think she'll be there. It'll be interesting who they actually get to come there. Because I like Maroon 5, but they can't do the show by themselves.
I love Travis Scott, though. This is kind of surprising and not surprising at the same time. Bill Cosby ranks high on the list of favorite prisoners at the State Correctional Institute in Phoenix. His spokesperson, Andrew White, says he's visited Cosby at the Pennsylvania prison more than a dozen times, and whenever the disgraced TV father enters a visiting area, other inmates and their families shower him with cheers and applause. This is insane. This guy committed crimes. One of the convicted sex offenders' biggest supporters is a white female correction staff officer who grew up watching The Cosby Show. White says that the other guards are also very respectful. They call him Mr. Cosby. This is beyond me. I get it. You might love The Cosby Show, but that does not take away from what he was doing for decades while that show was on.
Do you think in prison, like, they have Jell-O and they have pudding? Like, they're like, yo, hey, Bill, you want some of your J-E-L-L-O?
It's alive.
I don't understand that. I'm guessing that's like a reference from before my time.
What? Liv. Hold on. We have to hold the garbage. Go ahead.
I told you your thing is you're like, I don't get it.
I don't get it. Google Bill Cosby later.
Okay.
Jell-O and pudding.
Jell-O and pudding. Noted. Wow. I will do that. But yeah, I think they have Jell-O and pudding in jail. I wouldn't know.
Then you're like,
you know.
Oh my God.
Does he still get royalties on it?
I don't know. I don't know.
I hope not. Ariana Grande tried to fix her new palm tattoo, but made it worse. The tattoo, which is written in Japanese, was supposed to read Seven Rings in honor of her new single, which is a banger. A character was missing from the tattoo, which changed the meaning of the tattoo to a barbecue grill instead of Seven Rings. In an Instagram story yesterday, Grande revealed a tweak to the tattoo. She got an additional Japanese character and a heart. Problem is, it still doesn't say what it was supposed to say.
What does it say?
Grande added the Japanese character for finger, but sources say the placement is off and it actually now reads Japanese barbecue finger. That poor girl, she's already been through so much in her life. Can just something go right for her for once?
No, that's why you don't get dumb tattoos. I don't feel bad for her anymore.
Do they have barbecue grills in Japan?
I would think so. Well, I know Korean barbecue is super popular, so they might kind of have a Japanese style of that.
Good call.
Fuller House will end with the upcoming fifth and final season on Netflix. Candace Cameron Bure says, "We're saving the best for last. No exact premiere date for the final season was announced aside from fall 2019. This doesn't surprise me. I know everyone was super excited about this at the beginning, but I don't know anyone who's kind of like kept up with
it. I watched three episodes of Fuller House.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is so disappointing.
Yeah, I didn't even watch an episode, but I felt like there was so much hype around it and it just kind of disappointed everyone.
If Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen were there, it would have been a banger.
Duh, they were the stars from the beginning.
Did you actually even watch?
No, I didn't.
Oh, wow. I used to love that show. Yeah,
but then what? Did you love Full House or Fuller House?
I've never watched Fuller House. I've watched every episode of Full House.
I've watched Full House, but okay. I thought it was stupid. I was like, oh wow, they're so upset because a senior in high school got caught kissing her boyfriend. Like, come on, geez.
My dad used to say that Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen were my girlfriends.
Is that what he?
Because like I loved like watching them, but I was like the same age as them.
Yeah, that's cute.
Yeah, so it wasn't creepy.
Yeah, all right, at all. Now it is.
Coming up next in the garbage, are Cardi B and Offset back together? I'll tell you in an hour from now.
Good morning. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. We're one member down. No, we didn't lose Liv the Web Girl again. Please say hi, Liv, so everybody knows you're okay.
Hello, I am live and well.
Alex is out today. She said she couldn't make it into work.
Well, yeah, we got a lot of snow here in Indianapolis. A surprise 7 inches just came overnight.
I don't know about 7 inches, but okay.
I know.
I'm telling you, it is. It's 7 inches.
Okay.
All right. I've got an app on my phone, guys, and I measured it. That's what I did.
That would have been smart. I'm telling you, there was a stack on the top of my car like this.
Okay.
There's no proof that says that.
All right, check this out. Coming up in about 10 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show, we are going to call our grand prize winner for this past week for that Grammy Flyaway to LA. So if you've qualified, make sure you answer your phone. And then right after that, we're going to play another game and give you a chance to qualify. We got one more prize we're giving out after we hook up our grand prize winner today. And just for getting qualified, you're going to get digital downloads of artists that are nominated for this year's Grammys. Liv the Web Girl, I can't believe are going through this, but this is an insane situation and you have to find a new what?
I have to find a new therapist.
Okay, is it just because you don't like what they're telling you? Like it's too hard to handle? Because I didn't like what my therapist told me at first, but
no.
She was telling the truth.
No, it's not really that. It's like pretty awkward. So I started going to her, over a year ago, like a year and a half ago.
Okay.
And I've gone to see her pretty consistently. And I've just started to realize like maybe like minor red flags of like professionalism.
Okay, well, what are the red flags?
Okay, so she followed me on Instagram. And then she asked me if I cared. And I'm the type of person where I feel so uncomfortable that I'm like, no, like, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a little weird.
Yeah.
And then she would send me like political memes a lot.
Okay,
and just like memes a lot. And we kind of like have the same political view. I'm just like not that into politics, to be honest. Like, I know I'm a big feminist, but like, I'm just not into politics.
Yeah, Liv doesn't even vote.
That's not true. That is false. That like made me choke. That's not true. But so she'll send me that. But I thought it was like kind of weird, especially because I'm like, what if there's things that like we don't agree upon, but like she thinks we do. And then she'll like rant about it. And then like I feel awkward to like speak my mind, which like you're never supposed to feel like that with a therapist.
But that's not even what therapy is about. Like you're supposed to talk about you.
Exactly. Exactly. And then like obviously at some point I would go into my therapist and kind of, you know, vent about work or be like, I'm really frustrated about this. Like, what do you think? Whatever. And so she kind of started listening to this show. And so I would go into work some days. I would go into therapy some days and she would just kind of like complain about the show.
Oh, really?
Yes. And like not thinking I had anything to do with it, or she'd be like, oh my gosh, this topic was so like stupid. I can't believe you guys even said that. And she has no idea if that topic was either even my idea.
Who suggested it or brought it up? Yeah.
Exactly. And I'm like, this is so awkward.
Is it possible that she's just starstruck? Because, I mean, you are Liv the Web Girl.
Yeah, you're a big deal.
She didn't know who I was before I went in there. And her daughter's listening to the show.
Okay.
So, sometimes she'll be like, oh, I know who that is. She won't say how she knows who I am. But it's just super uncomfortable. And especially because, sometimes I would just, obviously complain about Joe or Alex if there was something that you guys did that pissed me off. Okay, come on.
What?
We all know. I know you probably go into your therapist
I've
and you're
never.
When Liv's late, it's I can't control myself. I get so angry.
I never ever talked to my therapist, Julie, about that at all.
You 1,000% have probably said that before.
Never.
So then some days I would go in and before I would even say anything or say that we have been having a great show, we've been in a great vibe and everything, I would come in and she would just start complaining about you, or she would just start complaining about Alex because she doesn't agree with Alex at all politically, at all.
Yeah.
So Alex will really trigger her and really make her upset. And she'll just come in and start complaining about her. And I'm like, this is so weird because although we do work in such close quarters and we can annoy each other easily because of that, I love all of you guys and I adore and love Alex. She's one of the most caring people in the world. And so I love all of you guys. So it's super awkward for me to hear about my therapist complaining and talking crap about people that I really do care about.
Was that the thing that made you say, oh my gosh, I gotta go somebody that doesn't know the show. I gotta find somebody new.
She was doing it for months, and it was kind of everything added on. And she would say other things, if I would talk crap about a friend, she would be like, oh my gosh, that girl sounds kind of slutty or whatever. And I'm like, geez, I just felt things that she said made me not be able to be fully open and honest with her.
I wonder if she was doing that though, just to kind of make you feel comfortable, talking about it, trying to make you feel better.
Yeah, but I want a therapist that's going to be like, okay, well, how do you feel about that? It's obviously
they'll
give
you. How do
you
feel about your friend that's a hoe?
Right. And I would say, honestly, you do you, honey. I don't know.
Wow. All right. 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. Do you think Liv actually needs to get something new? Or I kind of wonder, that could be uncomfortable, but I talk to my therapist all the time. She kind of listens, which is good, but that would be awkward if she's like, oh my God, Pork Chop, how can you stand him when he's always talking about trivia crack? That would be kind of weird. Or is that not crossing the line, kind of? Because I don't know if it's trying to help Liv out or if it's just on the other side. That's too far.
See, I think she was trying to show me that she can be one of my best gals, one of my best friends.
Girls.
We're just a couple chicks, talking.
833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. You can also hit us up on Twitter. Give us a follow at Joe and Alex Show. Woo! Got my dance pants on. Got my dance pants off. Hey, good morning. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and I go to a therapist, Liv goes to a therapist, and apparently she's getting a new one because the current therapist you have is just, you feel like it's kind of too, crossing the line a bit?
Yeah, just too much. I feel like she kind of crossed the line of professionalism.
Okay.
And I am not someone that can be like, hey, this made me really uncomfortable, this made me really uncomfortable, and also I'm not going to be able to forget what she has said.
I just want to point out that you didn't say anything about your therapist complaining about me. So
no, she's never complained about you.
Okay.
I also have been avoiding her for a month and a half, 2 months.
Oh yeah, so that's pretty much since you've been on the show.
Yeah. Lizzie on Instagram says, Liv, get a new therapist. That's so awkward and very unprofessional. She's not supposed to be your friend. Hashtag wanna be Liv the Web Girl. Oh, thanks, Lizzie. I want to be you.
Well, hey. Stay tuned. Carrie, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and are you a therapist?
I am.
Okay, so what do you think? Is this something that sometimes you do with people just to connect with them, or is this kind of too much?
No, I definitely think that she, Liv's therapist, has crossed a professional boundary. None of my clients know, my political views or anything like that for that exact reason, because if our political views or our religious views or anything like that don't align, then it makes it difficult for the client to open up completely or to feel comfortable. And
right.
She's definitely crossed the line with following you on Instagram and Facebook and all of that. I have everyone sign a contract when they come to see me saying that I will not follow them on Instagram, nor will they follow me on Instagram.
Right.
And things like that.
Now, Carrie, let me ask, because you guys know this is me. If Alex is here, she'd give me crap about how I always try to connect with people. If you were my therapist, like, is it wrong if I try to, like, connect with you on social media? Because, like, that's what I tried to do when I first found my therapist. I'm like, oh, I should find her on Facebook. Is that weird?
Yeah, so your therapist should decline, and if they're not declining, then they're crossing.
Well, she hasn't declined it. It's just pending still. So
then that's probably her way of declining it. See, my sister is a therapist right now, and she said the exact same thing. She said that her clients will try to follow her, and like she'll just keep it pending, and she never opens up about her religious or political views. So... Yeah, you know, I definitely think I need a switch.
I feel like there's a conflict of interest there, you know? I feel like it's kind of like a psychic, you know? If a psychic goes on your Instagram and tries to see stuff about you, so when you go talk to them, they already know. That's what I feel like in your situation.
Isn't a therapist supposed to be like kind of an unbiased third party? And it's
exactly.
like she's kind of forming these biases.
Neutral.
Exactly, and she doesn't at all. And here's another thing, too, is that I... am very religious. I have like a good faith with God. A lot of people wouldn't believe that. Yeah. From like first look. But yeah, I am. And she's flat out said that she's not. And she has said comments kind of like downplaying like faith and religion, and which has made me feel so awkward and so uncomfortable. Because in therapy, obviously, I'm talking about deep personal stuff. And obviously, God is going to be involved in that.
Maybe she's just being a devil's advocate.
I don't think therapy is supposed to be like that, right?
Hey, Carrie. Carrie,
Liv, you're making me cringe just like hearing this. Like, this is all bad.
Hey, Carrie, are you in a relationship right now, Carrie?
I am, but...
Is it with a patient?
I'm not. No.
Have you ever had somebody that you wanted to date?
No.
I couldn't be a therapist because I'm like, I know everything about you. Hey, thank you, Carrie, for calling in. I'm just being honest.
Yeah, that make you not want to date them.
Renee, you're on the Joe and Alex show, and you agree with Liv, right?
I completely 100% agree with Liv.
Don't you think that's so awkward, though?
It is very awkward because the thing is, you know, it's just like the other therapist said, is that when stuff like that happens, one, it does make the person that's coming to see them for therapy shut down because it's like, okay, wait a minute. Why are you bashing my friends? Why are you bashing the place where I work?
Exactly. And here's the one thing. If I'm telling her a story about how my friend might be a hoe, it's like I can't tell her stories where I have been a hoe because then she's going to think I'm a hoe.
These hoes ain't loyal.
But here's the thing, Liv. You pay her to go see her. Maybe she should start paying you since she's talking nothing about porn.
Yeah, exactly. She's the one venting about all this stuff. Jeez. Where's my paycheck?
You really need help if Liv's your therapist. That's pretty bad. Hey, thank you.
You just need a hug. I'm going to come hug you, Liv.
Oh, thank you, Chops.
I'm hugging Liv. We're on the same
how level. Sweet.
Oh, the side hug, so it's not too awkward.
I love the affection.
Oh, well, good for you guys. Okay, if you couldn't get through this morning, you can always hit us up, Joe and Alex Show on Instagram. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. All right, let's call our grand prize winner and see if they pick up because they're going to get that flyaway to LA for the 61st Annual Grammy Awards.
Hello?
Hi, Joey. Joey. You ain't got no alibi. You're Joey. What's up, man? Hey, it's Joe and Alex here from the Joe and Alex Show.
Did you already know that?
Yeah, I could tell.
Yeah. Hey, you know how you qualified for the flyaway trip to see the Grammy Awards in L.A.?
Yes, sir.
You won.
No way.
Yeah.
You're going to L.A.
Woo.
Friend of mine
won.
I was telling him about it. I was like, man, I hope I win. He was like, man, it's going to be a long shot. And I was like, man, I think I might.
Are you going to take your friend with you even though they were a hater and a doubter?
Oh, no, my wife.
Sucks to suck.
Hey, yeah, congratulations. We are setting you up. You're going to go to the Grammy Awards in Los Angeles. We're going to hook you up with flight and hotel and accommodations. You're going to have a great time. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
You're so welcome. It's a once-in-a-lifetime experience. Get a suit. Tell your wife to pick out a cute dress because it's the Grammys, baby.
I'm so pumped. Thank you.
You're welcome. Hang on the line, buddy, and we'll get all of your information for that grand prize. All right, let's give somebody an opportunity like Joey had right there. What game are we playing today, Porkchop?
Today, we are playing No or Go, and Joe or Liv is going to explain how to play it since I allegedly suck at that.
Yeah, you do. I'll explain it. Do you mind, Liv,
if I do it?
You're probably going to be able to do it better than Porkchop, but I will. We got to get three people on the line, so let's do that first. Let's start out with Christina. Hey, how are you?
Fine.
All right. Let's see here. We've got Krista on line number two. Hi, Krista.
Hi.
You sound wonderful this morning. Hang on for more rules to come. And Courtney, hi.
Hi.
Hey, Courtney. How you doing?
Good.
All right, cool. You guys, wake up. Get alive. Come on. Here we go. We're trying to hook
Let's
you up
go.
For the trip to the Grammys. This is how we play Know or Go. We're going to start out with Christina, then we're going to go to Krista, and then Courtney, and it's going to be simple. If you know the question, you answer it correctly that Pork Top asked you. You get it correct, you continue on. If you get it wrong or you don't know it in time, you get a buzzer and I got to drop you. I got to move on. You are no longer part of the game, but we wish you a wonderful day. Does everybody understand?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, there we go. A little slow on it, but I'll take it. All right, this is for Christina. So everybody else, please be quiet. Pork Chop, question number one for Know or Go.
Christina, I always wonder where words come from. Can you tell me where the word Grammy originated? Where did the word Grammy originate from? From what word? 5 seconds.
Did she hang up?
She hung up on herself, I think. Oh, dang.
She already knew she wasn't going to get it.
That was stone cold. Okay, well, good news for Krista and Courtney. It's just two left. Wow. Not even going to try to guess?
Wow,
okay.
Stone cold.
Should I give the answer then?
Yeah, because I don't want the same person to have the same question.
It was gramophone.
Oh, man. Okay, you're making this stuff hard.
I know, it's really hard.
Dang, I don't blame her for hanging up. I'd listen to another show if I that happened to me.
Krista, you are next. Ready
yes.
for your question?
No or yeah. go.
In the western part of the North Atlantic Ocean, there's a loosely defined area known as the Bermuda Triangle. How many sides does it have?
Three.
Woo! That one was easy. Okay.
It's you just have to listen to the question because he says like all kinds of stuff and it's like triangle. Okay, Courtney, you got to know this one or you got to go and Krista will win. Here is your question.
If you listen to the Joe and Alex show, you would know that none of us are single. Can you tell us one of our significant other's names / nicknames?
The Egyptian.
All righty.
Dang, there we go. What's wrong with my wife, Lindsay? You don't think it's a good name to bring up? Jeez, jerk. No, all right, who are we up to now?
We're Krista.
Krista, here you go. Know or go.
I hate arachnids. They jump everywhere. But I was always curious. How many legs do they have?
They have 8.
Oh!
How do you even know that? I don't even know what that is.
Because I'm scared of it.
All right, next question for Courtney. No or go.
Everyone is always talking about their Benjis. I want to show some love to the guy on the $2 bill. Who is that?
Benjamin Franklin.
That is incorrect.
Oh, no. Who is it?
Thomas Jefferson.
Wait, that doesn't make sense. Are you sure that's right? Why would they call it Benjis?
They
then?
Don't. I
no,
didn't say
it's
that.
The question.
You have to listen to the question.
Oh.
Hold on, Liv. Hold on. I'm Liv, we're dropping you. Here we go.
I didn't say how much money is on the $100 bill.
Turn me back on.
All right. That was Courtney that got it wrong.
That was tricky.
Hey, correct. Courtney, thank you for calling in. We're sorry.
Thank you.
We love you, too. Hey, Krista, you're going to get qualified for that Grammy trip. Way to
yeah,
go.
Krista! Yeah!
Awesome. Hang on the line. We'll get all of your information right there. Yes, explain that to Liv real quick, Pork Chop. A Benji. Do you know what a Benji is, Liv?
A Thomas Benjamin.
You know, like, what dollar bill is that?
Thomas Benjamin? It's Benjamin Franklin.
It's $100. I know that at least.
There you go.
You ever seen one?
It's $100, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
at least
yeah.
I got that
See,
right.
See, I told you she doesn't know.
All right, I'm sorry that I even did that. Hey, it is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Hey, thank you so much for making us a part of your day. We appreciate it. If you have not already subscribed to our podcast, we are pretty much on any platform you check out. We are on Apple, like iTunes. We're Google Podcasts. We are on Spotify. Just search for the Joe and Alex Show and make sure you subscribe and give us 5 stars.
Yeah, I actually think we just got over 2 million listens. And let me know, when I started and became producer 3 months ago, we only had about 300,000. So... I'm just kidding. It's a joke.
Your jokes are just not funny.
Yeah, your jokes are like really, like today of
They're
all days.
They're just so dry and useless.
It's funny. I was implying we got 1.7 million listens within
like,
my time
But like, why
here.
Would anyone know that? Like, why would anyone know that you were joking?
Well, I don't, it was funny.
Poor Chubb, I love the effort.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Are you done?
Yeah,
do you want to keep on going?
I'm done.
Okay. trying to keep people listening to the show so we can all have a job here. This is something that happened, and I think it's karma that is good coming my way, but I want to know if you think we're doing the right or wrong thing, because maybe it'll give us bad karma. 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. We've been tidying up. You probably heard me annoyingly talk about it. The whole Marie Kondo thing has been big on Netflix. Her book came out years ago. It's a bestseller, and it's just about a tidying method, and you clean up, and we've gotten rid of a lot of stuff. I really appreciate my wife going through and doing stuff, and she donated like 40 pairs of shoes. Wow. I still think she has like 150 or so. She has
That's
so
insane.
Many.
There's no way she wears all of those.
No, she doesn't. And but I get that, but it's just it's out of control, Liv. So she filled up a whole shoe rack, and then there's still a huge pile. So I'm like, you know what? Let's order one more thing, a shoe rack that'll hold like 50 pairs or so. After that, you can donate what's left. So she orders it off Amazon. We get it the other day. I'm like, well, this is a big box. I don't know how it got messed up because we checked our account and our Amazon and everything and what we got charged. They gave us two giant shoe
no
racks
way.
For the price of one because these are like 50 or 60 bucks a piece.
Oh, jeez.
So she has the receipt. I'm like, you need to take the other one back to the store and just get your money back saying, oh, I didn't want this because you can return it to this particular store. It's from Amazon, but you can do it to the place that sells it. I'm like, this is freaking awesome. So that's good karma coming our way. I feel like that we got two of them, and we don't really need it. Is that wrong if we go in there and just try to flip it and get the money back so we get a free shoe stand? Like, what
I
would
think
you
that's
do?
Messed up. I would just keep it. I wouldn't tell.
We don't need it.
I wouldn't tell Amazon, but I would keep it. Or I would maybe like sell it on like Facebook Market or Craigslist or something like that, but I would not
so
try
So I have
to
a chance of getting killed or stabbed by somebody?
I mean, I've gotten stuff off Craigslist and I've never been killed yet, so.
Yet, that's the big thing. What would you do, Porkchop?
I would definitely let them know they messed up.
Why?
Just because that's, I don't know how I am.
You don't think that like this was meant to be that it happened to us because we've had so much bad crap that this is something good coming our way?
Maybe there's something even better to come your way when you return it.
Okay, really?
Maybe.
I think that like you could get charged for fraud if people find out about this.
How is that fraud?
It is fraud because you didn't pay for that and you're returning it and that's fraudulent. You're lying.
So every
you're
time
lying
I,
that
so
you
wait.
Paid for it, you're getting money that you don't deserve. Mm-hmm. That is fraud.
No, okay. Would it not be bad if I just kept it and did nothing with it? I don't understand your thing because if the company messed up, that's on them. They're the company.
I don't think you have to return it. But if you try to turn it in for money, that is fraudulent.
See, I'm not the kind of guy that scams the system, but I feel like this is different. Like the big company, Jeff Bezos, listen, I'm sorry you're getting divorced, dude, but this guy's still a billionaire. Like he's going to be okay if I somehow scam the system and get a free $50 or $60 shoe stand.
It doesn't matter. You're still scamming a system which is illegal. Yes, he'll be fine without you returning the second shoe stand, but that doesn't mean that you can try to return it and get money that you don't deserve. That is fraud, Joe. Like, legally, it's fraud. Not even like me saying like, oh, you're going to be a bad person. It's not even about that. I'm just saying like, legally, that's fraud. I just watched a ton of documentaries on fraud.
Joy just tweeted at us, at Joe and Alex Show. Give us a follow. My husband would totally return and get the money, then keep the other one for free. That's what I'm thinking about doing. This doesn't happen much in life, so I think we're doing the right thing. Zach said, donate to someone in need, .. like me. All right, maybe.
Yeah, see, give it to Zach. That would be fine. Give it to Zach for free.
I just would like to have it for free for myself and save that money. Let's go to Lexi this morning. Hey, Lexi, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do we do here?
Hello. I just want to say, one, I'm very excited to be on the show right now.
Yeah, Lexi's on the show!
All right, Lexi!
Yeah!
I debate calling every morning, and I finally did it today.
We're proud of you.
But, so I think you should take it back with the receipt, because it might be wrong, and I might have terrible karma from this as well, but if I go to the store or something and I buy like a pair of jeans and a week later it's on sale, my mom will go in and rebuy the on sale jeans and then take back the new jeans with my old receipt so I get the on sale one.
What's so bad about her doing that either?
Pocketing extra money.
Lexi, I agree with you. I don't think that's a bad thing.
You're just getting the deals. It's not like it says on the receipt that you're not allowed to do that.
You do know that a lot of times if you go into a store and you're like, oh my gosh, these jeans are now on sale. I literally bought these like 2 days ago, 4 days ago. Like, can I get them for the sale price? I'll be like, yep, let's return them. And
really?
Then you can rebuy them. A lot of times they'll do that.
So you can just do
I know,
it.
But why like go around and like buy them and then like return the old pair? That
Liv,
seems weird to
do
me.
Do you like to save money?
No, I do.
Okay.
Some people on Twitter, Joy says, my husband would totally return it and get the money and then keep the other one for free.
That's how you do it.
And then Nick on Twitter says, yes, don't do it. I worked as loss prevention at Walmart. You would go to jail and get a Class C felony. And I would not say nothing on the air, dude. You're not smart for that. Ooh.
Hey, dude, what if I brought this topic up but did it yesterday? Ooh.
Then you still would get a Class C felony. So
whatever. I need some action in my life. Lexi, thank you for that first call. We'll never forget you. You call back anytime you agree with me. Kayla, you're on the Joe and Alex show. You had something similar happen?
Yeah, I had something similar happen. They told me just to keep it. So I think that you should return it and get the money and then buy blankets or coats or gloves and give them to the homeless around Indianapolis.
That's some super, super good karma. And honestly, if you did that, your lawyer might be able to say that when you're in court, and you might get the Class C felony like lowered.
Oh, wow. Okay. Thank you, Kayla. And thank you, Liv the Web Girl, for that amazing legal advice.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
A Gossip Girl reboot discussion is underway at the CW. CW President Mark Pedowitz told reporters at the CW's portion of the TV Critics Association press tour on Thursday that there's a discussion happening, but I don't know if we're there yet. Pedowitz said, I don't know what it would be, but it all comes down to the involvement of original executive producers because you don't want to do anything without them. Gossip Girl originally ended in 2012, and honestly, this is the most legendary show of all time, my favorite show of all time. If this were to happen, I would literally die. But I don't think it would happen with the old cast.
Why
I think
wouldn't
it would be all because they've all moved on to bigger and better things. You know,
okay.
I mean, Blake Lively said that she didn't like her character on that show multiple times, and now she is like doing movies. Also, the guy that plays Chuck, Ed something, there were some allegations out about him, so I doubt they bring him back, but.
So it's more like a pipe dream. It's probably not going to come together.
It might with an all-new cast.
Yeah.
Cardi B and Offset are officially back on. Cardi's returning to Atlanta at the home they shared before their breakup. One of the key factors was Offset changing his phone number in order to show Cardi he's serious about being honest and faithful. Our sources say the new digits are strictly for Cardi and business calls. There's also a new no groupies rule. Sources say Offset's not allowing any female fans near him during his Super Bowl appearances in Atlanta. He wants Cardi to know he's serious about their marriage. We'll see how long this lasts.
It's not going to last.
I mean, the no groupie fans, yeah, maybe he can say that for himself, but he also works with two other guys. Like, Quavo and Takeoff are going to have groupies on that bus. So unless he gets his own separate bus, I don't see that happening. And Beyonce and Jay-Z are offering fans a chance to win free tickets for life to their concerts in exchange for adopting a vegan diet for only 1 month. Beyonce announced a contest on Instagram late on Wednesday in support of the Green Print Project, which encourages people to reduce their environmental footprint by eating plant-based meals. This is absolutely insane, and this might be the biggest vegan population we ever see on planet Earth.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. How do you prove that you've gone vegan for Beyonce?
Yeah, I don't know.
Jay-Z
would
tickets?
You get like blood tests or something? Also, you can't be a vegan without talking about how you're a vegan all of the time.
Is that how we'll know if you're actually doing it?
Exactly.
You'll be like pork chop talking about it?
Vegan is about to be the hottest thing trending on Twitter. Mm. And Adam Levine on Maroon 5 deciding to go ahead and do the Super Bowl. Here's a clip.
What went into your decision to play the Super Bowl halftime show?
When you look back on every single Super Bowl halftime show, it's this like insatiable urge to hate a little bit. I'm not in the right profession if I can't handle a little bit of controversy. We expected it. We'd like to move on from it. And like I said earlier, speak through the music.
The music. Did you talk to anybody before you made the decision?
Maybe. I did. I spoke to many people. Most importantly, though, when I silenced all the noise, listened to myself, and made my decision based upon how I felt about it all.
I think it's going to be, there's so much push for people now for them to like take a knee at the Super Bowl performance. I would not want to be performing this year at the Super Bowl.
No, there's so much politics about it and such a huge fuss. Just let the Super Bowl be the Super Bowl. Like, it really does not have to be this big of an issue. It's sports.
Sports.
Yeah, I don't know why, like, politics are getting involved in it, but that's the garbage.
Thank you very much. Live the web, girl. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Hope you're having yourself a wonderful day. Join in our conversation. Give us a call, 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. My buddy has a weird sleeping habit. Do I know this from sleeping with him? No. No, I don't know it that way. But he keeps on one sock.
Ew, that is like, honestly disgusts me. Like, that's one of the things that gives me the heebie-jeebies. I can't have just one sock on at any time, ever.
Like, that's his weird sleeping habit. I don't know which sock he keeps on. I don't know if it matters if it's left or right or if it's always the same. Like, for me, my weird sleeping habit is I sleep naked, but I sleep, like, on my side, and I have, like, my one leg covered by a blanket, my other leg, like, my right leg and thigh and my butt cheek exposed.
I have a theory on why people shouldn't sleep naked.
Why? What's your theory, Pork Chop?
I always feel like the spiders are going to go in an area where you don't want them
to. No, I'm not joking.
I have a defense system back there. They're not getting in.
No, I'm not joking. I actually read an article that said, like, why you shouldn't be sleeping naked, why it's unhealthy for you.
It's not. Your body's supposed to breathe, Liv.
Really,
it vents.
I know you should walk around more naked in your home, but, like, sleeping naked isn't healthy for you. I read that somewhere.
Why? Give me an example.
They say that, like, bacterias could get into spots, and also because, like, bugs and stuff can, like, crawl around in that area. And also, there's so many dead skin cells in your bed that collect bacteria that it's not good for those areas.
I've always heard it's good to let that stuff, like, man or woman, breathe.
It's interesting you say that.
I know, but not in bed.
Because me, I do have a weird sleeping habit. During the day, I wear boxer briefs. But at night, when I'm sleeping, I just wear regular boxers. And that's the reason why I want everything to be...
breathing?
Yeah.
Free?
Yeah.
Not constricted?
Yes.
So my boyfriend, Joel Daddy, whenever we take naps together, he has to have his feet touching my feet. Ooh. Like, he cannot sleep if his feet are not touching my feet. And his feet are ice cold. They're literally cubes of ice. They're so cold. And then he always gets into my, like, area where my feet are and puts his feet all over my feet and all over my legs to warm them up. And it is so irritating.
So wait.
So irritating.
You're saying Joel Daddy has cold feet?
Maybe that's a sign.
Yeah, hopefully he doesn't get cold feet on your wedding day.
Maybe that's a sign. Oh, no.
You guys haven't even been engaged yet. Calm down. We're way ahead of it here. That would bother me so much. Like, I don't want anybody to touch me in bed. When I was, like, dating my wife, she wanted to spoon all the time. Dude, that was so hard. Like, I can't have contact with somebody when I'm sleeping.
Oh, my gosh. Joel Daddy makes me spoon him all the time.
Excuse me? Big spoon?
Yeah, he loves to be the little spoon.
Interesting.
He loves to be the little spoon.
I don't think he wants everybody to know that.
Yeah, probably not.
I don't care.
Oh my gosh.
it's so cute.
Isn't he bigger than you? Like, you gotta get right behind him, like, come
Yeah,
here.
I mean, he definitely is bigger than me, but he is, like, so cute. I love when he wants to be the little spoon.
That's so. I never can look at him the same now when I see him.
What?
Okay.
Really?
That's just weird. Yes, it's very weird. Let's go to Star this morning. Hey, Star, you're on the Joe and Alex Show, and I think your weird habit's not that unusual. Tell everybody what you do.
My weird habit is I have to sleep in a room that's pitch black and has no sound or anything. Like, I have to feel like I'm in a casket. Like, I can't even nap in my living room because there's too much light.
Is Star your, like, birth given name?
No.
It's not. It's like,
I hate my real name. Like, no one can pronounce it, so it's, like, really weird.
Do you mind sharing it with us?
Yeah, it's like Tasia, but when you spell it or anybody reads it, nobody knows what it means. So I just prefer to go by Star.
I was going
to
say I thought Star was, like, your stripper name, but those both sound like stripper names.
What?
Oh, dude. Great.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
Tasia.
Tasia, I've been to a club.
I love,
like,
that.
Please welcome to the stage, Tasia.
I like Star too. I think Star is
for you. It's beautiful.
I have a question for Tasia. So you said you kind of describe your room as a casket, but, like, a casket is very, to me, like, claustrophobic and closed in. Like, I like to sleep in a room that's dark and no sound, but I can't feel closed in. I got to be able to move.
Well,
do you sleep in a box?
My room is, like, really small anyway, and I actually used to sleep in a twin bed with me and my fiance.
What?
So it basically felt, like, really claustrophobic anyway.
And you like that or no?
It's
it's okay.
Do you guys still sleep in a twin bed?
Eventually, you want your own room.
Do you guys still sleep in a twin bed?
No, we eventually got a queen one.
Okay.
Moving on up. All right, hey, thank you, Star, for calling in to the Joe and Alex show.
Someone on Twitter said, I have to have something in between my legs, like a sheet or leggings.
Oh, okay.
I was like,
that's got to be interesting.
They would love my dog. My dog always has to sleep in between my legs. It pins me down. I hate that.
I want to make a joke, but it's like too easy.
My little puppy.
How much peanut butter is involved?
No peanut butter.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex show.
You know, love, young love is a special thing. When a boy loves a girl, a girl loves a boy.
Or a boy loves a boy.
Yeah, that's a possibility.
Or a girl loves a girl.
Yeah. Sorry. You know what? I guess I couldn't put everybody. Am I missing somebody?
I think we might have gotten all of them now.
Maybe.
There's probably more.
There we go. Sorry if you feel like I left you out. It wasn't on purpose. A teenage girl in Florida stole a pizza delivery driver's car so she could visit her boyfriend. Oh, young love.
That's cute.
Yeah, the 14-year-old girl stole the driver's car as he was outside completing a delivery to a house. The driver told the cops he saw a person come out from the woods as he was walking to the front door of the house. Okay, that right there, you stop and turn around. Like, sorry, your pizza's not getting delivered. You throw it like you're like a UPS driver or Amazon package delivery. You're like, here's your pizza. And you get the hell out of there. But he saw the person coming out of the woods. And I guess what happened after that is she ran into his car and drove off through the front yard, tore it up, and ended up going pretty far until she crashed it. Police helicopters actually tracked down the car, crashed in somebody else's driveway. And I guess the teen's dad said, yeah, my daughter ordered the pizza so she could steal the driver's car to visit her boyfriend. So did the dad know that she was doing this? Like, because the dad knew what happened.
That's a parent that definitely, you know, hits the bull with his kid.
It's actually really, I mean, it's bad, but that's a smart, elaborate plan.
Yeah, I mean, there's actually
a
lot of
thought. But she crashed the car. How old was she?
14.
Ooh.
14. To be fair, Liv, how old are you?
I'm 16.
Okay. Because you've had some accidents.
I used to deliver pizza, and I would be a little too brave, and I would leave my car running and go in, and this was always a scary thing of mine.
If I was a pizza delivery guy, I would take the hot pepper and squirt it into her eye as defense. It's like pepper spray. It's like handmade pepper spray.
Liv,
you're so aggressive.
No, doesn't that make sense?
I guess, yeah.
I don't think it's going to hurt that much. Like the yellow
are you
peppers?
Kidding me?
The yellow pepperoncinis there. That'll hurt. Not the banana peppers.
Crazy.
No, like if you get like what? Like the Papa John's brand?
Yeah, the pepperoncini.
Yeah,
peppers.
Those are spicy, dude. That will hurt you. Yes, they will.
Yes, it will. Your
oh my
eyes.
God. I could take one right
your
to the
eyes. Okay, we're ordering a pizza right now. I'm going to expense it, and then we're going to do this on our Instagram.
We get to squirt you in the eye.
You can both squirt me in the eye. Give me all you got. I don't care.
Right.
Squirt the pepperoni juice.
Pepperoncini.
Cheapest pizzas.
I just want pepperoni. That's all I want. Yeah, the deputies believe she tried to ditch the car at a random house, but they found her at the boyfriend's house. She's booked for grand theft, auto of a motor vehicle. She's since been released, so there you go.
All pizza places are closed right now, so we're out of luck.
Yeah, it's kind of early.
All right, well, if you're listening to the Joe and Alex show, please make a delivery. We'll give you the address. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex show.
This song just gets me so excited and brings, like, warmth and happiness to my heart.
I like it. Enjoy it. The Patriots sucks and they like to cheat.
And Jared Goff is really hot.
Da, 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 da. Poor Chop didn't sing along. What a jerk. You're supposed to. It was like
Do
your
you have
turn.
Anything to add?
And my team, the Jets, suck.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, good
pretty
stuff.
Pretty irrelevant for the Super Bowl.
So, the Super Bowl 53 is going on this Sunday in Atlanta, ATL, Shawty. It's going to be the Patriots taking on the Rams of L.A. By the way, how much does it suck if you're from St. Louis because you lost your team a couple of years ago and now they're back in the Super Bowl?
Oh, St. Louis fans are so upset.
I would be
so
ticked
upset.
Off about that. But, yeah, there are some obvious things going on. We know who's going to be doing the halftime entertainment. It's going to be Maroon 5, Travis Scott will be out there, Big Boy from Outkast. And maybe, as you mentioned in the garbage today, Liv, Christina Aguilera might make a special appearance.
Yeah, she might make a surprise appearance. I wonder if maybe it's going to be during the national anthem, but we'll see.
Now, you've got some prop bets, and explain to people what prop bets are.
So prop bets are bets that have nothing really to do with the game, like the scoring of the game. They're just fun bets to make about what's going to happen in the Super Bowl that's not really technically on field.
Okay, so let's hear some of these, and we can kind of make some bets.
So how many times will they call Tom Brady the GOAT? Over, under five?
Over.
Over.
Over. You guys are both taking the over. I'm going to take the under on this one.
Okay.
Okay. And who will be shown first during the national anthem? Tom Brady or Jared Goff?
Oh, Tom Brady. They love Tom Brady.
Whoever's kneeling.
Do you think somebody will kneel for this?
I don't think anyone.
I don't think there'll be any kneeling.
They'll get fined if they kneel. Oh, Roger Goodell said that. Okay. And what color will Bill Belichick be wearing?
Red.
Red.
Yeah, the Patriots are blue and red.
But the Patriots are wearing
Belichick
white.
Bill Belichick never wears red.
He's going to wear blue, like a blue hoodie.
Yeah, he wears either like this like really distressed navy where it looks like the Patriots shirt is like 10 years old, or he wears gray.
I'm going to go with like a blue hoodie.
I'm going to go with a blue hoodie, actually. And he might have the sleeves cut off. He likes to do that. Okay, then how will Adam Levine enter the field?
Ooh.
Oh, that's a good one. There's always been some good entrances. I always think of like Katy Perry coming out there like on a big line or something.
Or Lady Gaga on an egg.
Well, Lady Gaga jumped out of into the stadium.
Oh, yeah.
How will he do that?
There's rumors saying he might come in on a motorcycle. Ooh. He might like come in on like a string, like flying in. There's a bunch of different things.
What do you think?
Maybe in a payphone box?
I think it's going to be in a cart.
Oh, God. I think he's gonna walk out from behind a curtain. I don't know.
You think so? Okay. Will Adam Levine be shirtless at any moment during the halftime show? Remember, this is going to be in Atlanta.
No.
So it's not like it's going to be freezing there.
No, since Janet Jackson's boob popped out, I don't think we're going to see any nipple.
Any shirtless, any nipple? Yeah, actually,
no,
you're probably right.
I don't think man or female nipples are allowed.
I'm going to say no on that. Okay, will the Budweiser commercial make you cry? Yes or no?
They can't do that 2 years in a row. Like,
they do it every single year.
Cry.
Budweiser is always the one that has the emotional commercials.
What? That's
absolutely
not true. It's because you're so young. You don't remember back in the day of the
I'm saying the past 5 years. That's the trend
now. So
they're
going to switch it up.
Look, a Gillette commercial tried to make you cry on like a random Tuesday. Budweiser is going to try to make you cry during the Super Bowl.
Budweiser. You weren't. Liv has no idea what we're talking
about. No, I don't, but I'm going to say yes. Joe says yes. Okay, who will have the most talked about commercial?
Oh, gosh. Probably
something random.
No, we've already heard it, I assume, because Cardi B is so big. Was it Pepsi with Cardi B and Little John and Steve Carell?
See, I think it's going to be...
Skittles.
That was Pepsi, but I think it's going to be Doritos, because there's a lot of celebrities involved with Doritos commercials this
year. I hate, by the way, do you guys hate this? I hate they show all these stupid commercials before the Super Bowl. Why do I even watch now?
They release them early now. I hate that.
Show it to me on the Super Bowl, like the actual game.
All right, here's one that I am super, super passionate about. Will Kylie Jenner appear on camera? Because her boyfriend, her baby daddy, is performing in the halftime show, Travis Scott.
Yes, they will cut to her up in a skybox or something.
I agree.
I don't think she'll be there. I think that she might be in Atlanta, but I do not think she's going to actually be at the Super Bowl. I really don't think so. I think she's like too famous
for that. Why would she not be there?
I just think she's too famous for that. She's got too much going on. She's a busy businesswoman. I do not think she'll be there. So, I mean, she might be in Atlanta maybe, but she will not be at that game. Who is the first person the winning quarterback thanks in their on-field post-game interview?
Gisele Bündchen.
So you think that the Patriots are going to win? That's basically what you're saying.
Well, unfortunately.
I'm going to say they're going to either thank God or their wife.
Well, see, Jared Goff is not married, so I think they're going to thank their team. I think I'm right on that.
All right, we'll see.
Brady will.
We're doing prop bets here, things you can kind of bet on for fun for the Super Bowl.
Okay, the amount of times they bring up Deflategate, over, under 1.5.
Over.
Oh, no. I don't think they're going to bring it up at all.
What? Of course they
are. Why? So you're taking the under? I'm taking the under, too.
No,
I
said over.
I know you said over. Oh. Joe and me are taking the under because I think that's too long ago. That's too far in the past. They're not going to be talking about that. And also, they're going to be talking about this. How many times do you think they bring up about Tom Brady possibly retiring?
Oh, God, at least 5 or 10 times.
Well, I think he's already said he's not going to, but you're right. They're probably still going to bring it up.
Right. He already said he isn't going to, so I would definitely say no, because he already said he's not going to, but I think more so what they might be talking about is how many times they will talk about Gronk retiring.
Yeah, he's supposed to retire, right?
I mean, nothing said, but he is like a broken puppy.
All right, can we do a bet if Gronk's going to eat a Tide Pod? I think he might eat a Tide Pod for a Super Bowl.
He's not going to do it on the Super Bowl. He might do it on like Instagram later that night if they win.
All right, and let's do one more. If you got one more prop that we can get in here.
I've got one more. Oh, this is a good one. Will the missed pass interference call against the Saints be mentioned?
Of course.
Yes, of course.
Absolutely.
It will.
Absolutely. At least 3 times.
Okay. Well, I hope something crazy happens, especially during the halftime performance. I know we'll have something to talk about here.
I know. I'm so excited. I want the Rams to win so bad.
If these are prop bets, what are we betting? What's the actual wager here?
No, people can bet money. Money.
Yeah. What are
I'm not betting you any money, because I think that that you have a loan shark coming.
Yeah,
you're like,
yeah. People are already out for your kneecaps. This is not a good idea.
We're not going to bet anything, okay? It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. We got a lot of stuff going on this weekend. Tonight you can join me and Alex. We're hosting. It's the 4th annual Indies Lip Sync Battle. It's going to be at District Tap. Doors open at 7. The battle begins at 8 o'clock. It's so fun. And we're going to have a good time tonight. I believe tickets are $20 if you get them now, or $25 at the door. It all goes to help the Dyslexia Institute of Indiana, which is an awesome place. And District Tap is always fun to be there too. So coming out tonight, have a good time. All the details are at RadioNowIndy.com. Live the Web Girl, what do you got going on this weekend?
I have a ton going on. It's my boyfriend's birthday, Jewel Daddy, and this is the first birthday we've ever been spending together, so I wanted to make sure that it's going to be so much fun and go off with the hitch, and I got him 2 really good presents. Like, one is kind of smaller, but really, like, creative, I think, and then another one is, like, I don't want him to listen back, so I'm not going to say what it is, but it's more expensive and it's nice. And then tonight, I'm surprising him about where we're going for dinner. I made reservations, didn't tell him where it is. I hope that he's really going to like it. It's going to be expensive and nice. I'm going to treat him to that. And then I'm thinking afterwards, I'm going to take him to another little place.
Now, does he really like Bloomin' Onions, or... Did I spoil the location?
It's not Outback. And then tomorrow, we're actually celebrating his birthday with his family and some of his extended family that I've never met before. So I'm going to meet them for the first time. So I'm so excited. And then we're going axe throwing.
Ooh, that's
at Ragnarok,
fun.
Which, like, I'm so excited about. And there's going to be like 27 of us there.
Somebody's going to get hit with an axe. Be careful.
How long have you guys been together?
We've been dating for 7 months.
Okay, wow. First birthday. Okay.
Yeah, we've been dating since June, so I'm so excited.
I'm excited about this weekend because today, unfortunately, is February 1st and rent is due. But I've got a friend in town who he might be able to persuade me to go out this weekend.
Oh yeah, who's your friend?
I brought him in today. He's sitting right next to me.
Producer MYK in the house. How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up?
What up, what up, what up? Where are you guys going to be tonight? Where are people going to see you at?
Well, wait, am I going to save money for rent? Or are we going to rage tonight?
I think you guys need to rage.
Oh, no.
I would rage with you if it wasn't Jewel Daddy's birthday, but I will rage for sure with you guys tomorrow night.
Can I just say something about you real quick? When I started back in October and like November, everyone was like, what happened to Producer MYK? Where's MYK? We love MYK so much. So, I don't know.
Everyone has mad love for MYK.
Yeah. I mean, they're like, well, this pork chop, I guess, is better than nothing.
I hung out with Pork Chop downtown and in Broad Ripple, and people are showing him love. Keep showing him love. He's new to the city. He needs to figure out what the hell is going on out here.
Yeah.
Maybe if you guys go to a club tonight and each person gives you $1, you can afford rent.
What a great idea.
Like, anyone can afford $1.
Or like get pictures with people for $5.
No, you know what you should do? You should actually put your Venmo on our Joe and Alex Show. Like,
I would never do that.
And be
that.
Like, hey, help me
That's
with
a
rent.
Fantastic idea, but I'm
you know
not,
what? You
I'm
know
not
what?
Even that low.
You know what I'm going to do, Liv? I'm going to do that, but I'm going to put my Venmo up there and say that it's Pork Chop.
Yeah, help Pork Chop make his rent. And then put your Venmo.
Is anybody into foot fetish stuff? Maybe you can send him some foot fetish
Gladly.
Stuff.
Of course I'll send a
I'll send you all the DMs I've gotten for people asking me for foot pictures.
Okay.
Well, hey, go ahead and have yourself a wonderful weekend. Good luck paying your rent. Hope you do it. Hope you don't do anything you regret again. MYK, man, so good to see you.
Yeah, good to, have you good back to see in all Indy. Of you guys.
And, yeah, maybe you'll see MYK out and about this weekend. And on Monday's show, Murder Monday, Alex will be back. And we're also going to have your chance to win Travis Scott tickets. Woo! That's really cool. Woo! He's going to be coming to town in actually this month, I think, right here in February. So that's pretty cool. All right, everybody, live.
Yeah.
Pork Chop, producer MYK.
Yeah. Aww.
And myself, Joe, we got to say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.